Mr. President, I want to make a few brief remarks about this nomination to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which serves the residents of Mississippi, Louisiana, and my home state of Texas. Judge Leslie Southwick has served for almost 12 years on the Mississippi Court of Appeals, where he's participated in thousands of cases in almost every area of state civil and criminal law. He is, by all accounts, notwithstanding some of the attacks by interest groups that we've heard recounted even today, he is, by all accounts, a respected member of that court and an honorable and decent man. Notably, he took leave from the bench to volunteer to serve his nation in Iraq. And I ask, what kind of man would give up a cushy job on the Mississippi Court of Appeals to go put his life on the line in Iraq unless it's somebody we ought to admire? The American Bar Association has unanimously found Judge Southwick well qualified to serve on the Fifth Circuit, the highest rating the American Bar Association gives. And it's important to point out that the American Bar Association investigates the background of these nominees, talks to litigants who appear before them, talks to other judges and leaders of the legal community, and they've concluded that instead of the comments that we've heard recounted here today attacking the integrity of this public servant, that he deserves the highest rating of that American Bar Association. For whatever reason, this honorable public servant has been dragged through the mud in this confirmation proceeding and, in my opinion, been slandered by some of his critics. Judge Southwick has been called an arch-reactionary, a neo-Confederate, hostile to civil rights, everything, the word racist, although that has been implied time and time again. Judge Southwick's nomination was opposed by 9 of 10 Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. But to her credit, Senator Feinstein, the senator from California, declined to be strong-armed by the interest groups who are whipping up manufactured hysteria when it comes to opposing this nominee, announcing that she found, quote, zero evidence to support the charges against Southwick, close quote. Senator Feinstein joined the 9 Republicans on the committee to advance the nomination to the Senate floor. What was never answered in the Judiciary Committee debate over this nomination is why the same panel had just a year earlier unanimously approved him for a seat on the federal bench, on the federal district bench. I posed this question to my colleagues during the Judiciary Committee debate. If there's any concern out there that Judge Southwick is not qualified because of some perceived racial animus, why in the world would that opposition deem him acceptable to be a federal district judge? Think about that a moment. The discretion afforded a district judge is far greater than that on the Court of Appeals. From the start of a trial through voir dire and juror strikes through rulings on evidence and jury instructions, I trust my colleagues would never vote for someone with a perceived race problem for life tenure on a roll with such enormous discretion. But we all know that there was no objection at the time he came before the committee for federal district bench, because the fact is the allegations against him have been manufactured since that time. There is no legitimate concern about Judge Southwick's character or record. This is just the latest incarnation of the dangerous game that's being played with the reputations and lives of honorable public servants. The minority leader, the Republican leader, put it this way. He said, when do we stop for the sake of the institution, for the sake of the country, and for the sake of the party that does not currently occupy the White House? When do we stop? The Washington Post editorial page, along with respected legal affairs columnist Stuart Taylor, both lamented the treatment afforded Judge Southwick, who I should mention has yet to be confirmed by the Senate, and hopefully he will be confirmed today. Stuart Taylor's column is appropriately titled Short-Sighted on Judges. Taylor writes, quote, the long-term cost to the country is that bit by bit, almost imperceptibly, more and more of the people who would make the best judges, liberal and conservative alike, are less and less willing to put themselves through the ever longer, ever more harrowing gauntlet that the confirmation process has become. The attacks on Judge Southwick, unfortunately, have come to typify the kind of vicious, gratuitous personal attacks that are occurring with greater and greater frequency against judicial nominees. I wonder if there's a member of this body who doesn't think that we need to improve the tone and the rhetoric of the judicial confirmation process. When good men and women begin to decline the opportunity to serve on the federal bench out of disdain for this unnecessarily hostile process, the administration of justice in this nation can only be the worse for it. I urge my colleagues to send a strong message here today with this vote that these unwarranted, baseless attacks on Leslie Southwick are beneath the dignity of the United States Senate. At some point in time, we have to stop, and I can think of no better time than now without this outstanding public servant.